You're on your Classic It's Breakfast with Jordan Curtis, and high blood pressure is an issue for many Australians, many South Australians, but how do we get on top of it? How do we keep it under control? I'm joined by Heart Foundation CEO of SANT Heart Foundation, Imelda Lynch. Imelda, how's it going?
Yeah, great. Thanks, Jordan.
So blood pressure, I guess another refresher on what exactly it means.
Yeah, so I think we've talked about this before, but it's such an important issue in terms of giving you long-term good health. I thought, you know, it's worth us having another chat about it. So blood pressure is the pressure of your blood as it exerts the pressure on the walls of your blood vessels. So as your heart pumps it around your body. So it's the pressure inside your blood vessels from your blood against the walls of your blood vessels, basically. And, you know, normally your blood pressure goes up and down all the time during the day, depending on what you're doing. So if you're working hard or lifting something really heavy, then it will go up. But then when you're sitting down, relaxing in a chair, it should actually go back down again.
And, go ahead.
So we worry about high blood pressure, or as medically it's called, hypertension. And that's when your blood pressure stays high all the time, even when you're relaxing.
In that case, what's an ideal blood pressure and what is too high?
Yeah, so we like the readings to be, well, we call a normal reading a 120 on 80. So the top number is 120, the bottom number is 80. But readings of up to 140, the top number, and 90 being the bottom number, are quite acceptable.
And so if we do have a high blood pressure issue, what kind of things can that cause?
Yeah, I always think a good analogy to use is if you think about connecting a bike pump to your bike tyre, when it's really flat and you start pumping, it's quite easy to pump, put some air into the tyre. But when the pressure gets high inside the tyre tube and you try and pump, it gets really quite hard. So if you think about the same thing happening with your heart, if the pressure in your blood vessels is high, then the heart has to really work a lot harder to pump that blood around your body. And over time, that puts quite a strain on your heart and puts you at a, you know, increased risk of having stroke and heart attack.
So really, it's just making your heart work a lot harder just to do what it normally should be doing, which is getting the blood around your body. How common is high blood pressure?
Yeah, look, unfortunately, it's pretty common. So almost a third of Australians are walking around with high blood pressure, and some of those people know they've got high blood pressure, but it's poorly managed. You know, they're not still on the right treatment. I did have a bit of a look, and up in your area, mid-North York Peninsula regions, about 23% of people have high blood pressure, which is a little bit higher than the South Australian average. So there's probably a lot of people listening to you this morning that maybe need to do something about their blood pressure.
So I guess how can we do something about our blood pressure? What causes it? And I guess knowing that, what can we change to get on top of it?
Yeah, so look, unfortunately, we don't understand the exact cause of high blood pressure, but we do know that there's a few things that will influence it. So, for example, drinking too much alcohol will actually put your blood pressure up. Smoking tobacco puts your blood pressure up. Being more overweight or obese will also do the same, and not getting enough exercise. All of those things can contribute to high blood pressure. And the other one that we often don't think about is a high salt diet, which can make you retain fluid, and, of course, that can put your blood pressure up as well.
Right, so I guess cut back on the drinking, the smoking, and the salty foods.
Yeah, it's funny, isn't it? It's all those things we talk about every fortnight that are the good things that set us up for good, not only good heart health, but overall good long-term health. So you're dead right. If you're a smoker, you need to really get some help with that. And it's a tough thing to give up, but keep trying. You know, you've got to start the first time and have a go. And then the other really important thing, I think, is to have a make sure that you do check in with your GP and get them to check your blood pressure. And, you know, if it's high, you might need some medication to help bring that down. And your blood pressure can be really low. Like, people often worry about the numbers. Someone will say, well, my blood pressure's 90 over 60. If you're feeling fine and not fainting or anything like that, then that's your normal blood pressure. And that's also absolutely fine. So the lower the better, as long as you're not fainting or feeling unwell with it.
And of course, like you said, see your GP, because a heart health check is pretty routine at this point.
Absolutely right. If we could get everybody who's 45 years and over, and those who are Aboriginal Torres Strait Islander at 30 years of age, checking in with their GP, we know that and on all of the right treatments, we know that we could reduce, you know, thousands of heart attacks and strokes in the future.
No worries. Well, Imelda, we're just out of time, but thank you so much for chatting today.
Thanks a lot, Jordan.
That was Imelda Lynch with the Heart Foundation on your Classic It's Breakfast.